Master's or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe that it is imperative for Christians, conservatives, and patriots to grasp and understand what is taking place in America. We need to understand what is promulgating this lie, this deception, this aura of anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-morals, anti-ethics that we see permeating our society. We need to understand the source and the cause. And I find in 1 John chapter 1, verse 18, I started out with the broadcast reading it. Let me read it again. Little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrist, whereby we know that it is the last time. We're living in the last days, and the promulgation of Antichrist, that's plural, Antichrist, the ultimate Antichrist will come when the rapture of the church takes place. He'll step on the seat, rule and reign with an iron fist, all of society, all of the world. But in the interim, we find the Antichrist stepping up, promulgating the anti-God, Antichrist agenda that we see taking place today in the political lures that we see, especially coming out of the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democratic Party. Just before the break, we had a caller on the line. Harper, go ahead with your questions and comments.
Yeah, if we continue to let these non-citizens vote in these local elections, pretty soon they'll have their foot in the door and they'll start participating in our national. This is the dilemma that we're facing right now. And I think it's time that our churches stood up and voted for the right people and try to save Amen. America.
Amen. Brother, you're exactly right. One of the things that I see taking place, pastors are weasels, and may I say that boldly and yet very carefully. I believe we need to have pastors to grow a spiritual spine that's willing to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen, and not be afraid of some 501c3 that says that you can't. That's a lie. God has proven that it's a lie. But one of the things, Harper, that took place at COVID time, we were already in a nosedive apostasy. COVID came along, and it accelerated the apostasy. The falling away. Multitudes today are not back in church. They claim they're saved, not back in church. And as a result of that, we're seeing a major delusion that is promulgating today faster than ever before. And going back to your statement about the illegal immigrants, I call them illegal invaders. Do you realize that out of about 21 million that's come in during the course of the Biden administration, some say 11, 12, 13 million. I think the closer figure is about 20, 21 million. Out of that, according to authentic documentation, over 2 million of those illegal invaders have already been registered to vote under the socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic cities and states. We call them blue cities and blue states, already registered to vote. If just 10% of those illegal immigrants, illegal invaders, if just 10% of them vote, we have lost it already, brother. I think it's time that we as Christians stand up, speak up, and be heard, and sound the alarm that we're doomed as a nation. And I don't say that to frighten people. We're doomed as a nation lest God's divine intervention puts us back on the right track. And the right track means that you'll cut out the U.S. Department of Education and its promulgation through the teachers' union that's nothing about education but about the brainwashing and the sexualization and the indoctrination of our kids in school. Nothing can be hopeful for any turning America around unless we first of all destroy that and we take back control of our public school system and stop the teaching that there are 157 different genders. God said it's just two, male and female, and I could go on and on and on. We need to go back to the basics and ask God to divinely intervene if we hope there will be a future of change or a future salvaging of America. What say you, Dr. Phelps?
I say that you're exactly right. Going back to about 1927 and following that, there was the development of the teachers' union and the Department of Education. And they were so influenced by socialism at that time that they were beginning to indoctrinate our children in things that were anti-biblical, untrue, and not right in our country. Socialism has so influenced many people that they, of course, advanced to socialism. From humanism, you go to socialism.
Yes.
And the next step, of course, is communism.
Yes.
Socialism is just a step in the wrong direction. And our country has gone that way for years because of the evil influence of the humanistic ideas.
Yes.
Where God is not involved. It was education without God.
Education without God.
And we're reaping the harvest of that. And I have much to say along that line if we have time today.
Yes, absolutely. Brother Harper, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
I mean, it's sad what's going on in the nation. And I think one of the problems that we had in America is the liberal media. They do not report what's going on. Now you don't see them talking about what's going on in New York, Chicago, Colorado, with all those illegals. Out of convenience, because they know if they report the facts and what's going on in reality, the Democrats they're going to look horrible. So they are protecting those Democrats that are destroying this great nation. It's a disservice that what they do. I didn't waste my time watching the debate, but I had somebody from church talking to me, and he was telling me that it was one against three. It was Trump against Harris and the other two liberals from the media. And I mean, I think that's the pattern that we see nowadays. Every time they interview a conservative or somebody that wants the best for the country, you got five against one or three against one. And they don't let that person speak. And it's so sad
Jose, to see. Jose, if I can jump in and add a little footnote to that. The female that was one of the anchors, that was one of the moderators that was moderating the debate with Trump and Harris, was a sorority sister for Kamala Harris. And now a whistleblower out of ABC has come forth and said that without a doubt, no question asked, that the questions were advanced to Kamala Harris prior to the so-called debate. So the whole thing was a farce. The whole thing was a sham.
Yes.
That's the reason Kamala Harris did not want to go on NBC, Fox, CBS, any of the other networks, because of that sorority sister that was on ABC that furnished her with all of the documentation, the information, etc. And it was designed to make Trump look like he was a babbling idiot. And whoever, by the way, just a footnote from my personal opinion, whoever was helping to coach Donald Trump and trying to tell Trump, don't be bombastic, don't call names, don't challenge Kamala Harris, and evidently he listened to it. I say Trump needs to go back to being Trump. Trump is the one, his personality that God gave him, his tenacity that God gave him, his bombasticness, if you want to call it that, that God gave him, is what won the election in 2016. And I believe that's necessary for the real Donald Trump to stand up, speak up, up, be heard, and be seen before it's too late in this election, so that he can be put back in the position of God's man leading America. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you 100%, brother. And I think that's a problem that I have with the Republicans. If they know that those so-called journalists or whatever it is doing there on the debate, you need to find somebody that only asks the question. But, they don't do interviews. It sounds like an interrogation. You know what I mean? Three against Trump, and he was on the corner, for what I heard. And I think this, I blame the Republicans. They need to come out and have somebody that is impartial. But these people that we all know, that they make excuses and they protect the Harris, that's the result that you have. And many people think that that woman won the debate. You know what I mean? And it's unfortunate. And what Trump said about the Haitians, that's the culture. They behave animals. They practice witchcraft, voodoo, and all that nonsense. And obviously, the liberals, the Democrats that are allowing that in the city, they're not gonna say, oh yeah, that's happening. Obviously, they're gonna deny it and they're gonna lie. But when you speak to the people at these videos or city council hearings, the people are speaking out and they say, wait a minute, this is going on, and I witness it with my eyes. Oh, but the media doesn't tell you that. The videos are there on YouTube. If they're not, it hasn't been banned yet. But they are there, and that's part of the culture, which is not common with America. But the media don't dare to say that. I mean, it's so sad what's going on, brother. It's very sad.
Jose, one minute, before I let you go. One of the things that I believe our listeners need to grasp and understand, when you allow that witchcraft and voodoo to permeate our cities, it is the invitation for demonic spirits to absolutely control the thoughts, the minds, the hearts of the citizens, and it's going to eventually permeate all of America, lest it is recognized and stopped. That's my position on it. What say you?
Yeah, that's the goal. The liberals, they don't care about what kind of religion they practice. They practice witchcraft. They're seeing future voters, because they see that the American people that get informed and get married, go to college. We see, wait a minute, this is not so. You know what I mean? We open our eyes. That happened to me years ago. So since they know that the people are turning little by little, they need a new flow of asylum fakers coming to America, because I call them asylum fakers. That's what they are. They lie to the thief, and they know. That's why they want them to come, because they need voters. And it's sad to say, but the Republicans are quiet. They need to hit the drum loud and clear. I don't know if Trump did it at the debate, because I didn't watch it, but that's one of the main topics, the invasion that we are allowing. And that lie, that 11 million, they've been saying that for almost 30 years. There's way more than 11 illegal aliens in this country. I'm pretty sure it's close to 30 million by now. But they keep saying 11, 11, 11. And the Republican doesn't set the record straight. That's my frustration, brother. Even though I'm going to support them, because they're not perfect. The only one that is perfect is Jesus. And Jesus can save us. But at least Trump is going to do some of the things that we agree on. But I don't know what's going on with the Republican Party. They're just quiet. They're numb. This woman doesn't have a record. Why they don't challenge her record? Show me your accomplishments. You don't hear that. They just let her get away with it. That's my frustration, brother. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your input and your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Dr. Phelps, we've heard basically an overview, where we are, what we're doing, what we see taking place. What would you say is the cure? What we see, well, let me ask you first. With what we see taking place, what do you see, based on the scripture, as the future consequences, number one? And secondly, what's the cure? How do we respond to it? What should we do?
Well, when people refuse the Word of God, they forfeit the ability to really understand the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that again. When people refuse the Word of God, they forfeit the ability to understand the truth. And that's what Jesus was talking about in Matthew chapter 13. So let me suggest that what we're seeing is a consequence of refusing the truth. In the book of Romans chapter 1 and verse 18, we find that God tells us, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." And I believe this verse is talking about how people have responded by refusing the truth.
That's exactly right. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over your question or comment, please.
I believe we're talking about the consequences and the consequences of refusing God's word then has brought about the wrath of God upon America.
Absolutely. I believe we have a caller on the line.
Go ahead.
Go over your question or comment, please.
Hi, this is Maria. I was listening to the conversation you had with Jose, and I agree most of the time. I listen to you all the time, and I wholeheartedly agree with everything that you say. However, there was one thing that I didn't agree. You have mentioned that Trump should go back to the way it was because that was what won the last election of 2016, but with Hillary. I think that's one of the reasons why they allow Kamala and to run, because she's claiming to be black and she's also a woman. So if he goes the way he was going, the way he was treating, for example, the way he treated Hillary, that's exactly what they want. So I don't really think that Trump did very well. I think that he should have mentioned the fact, focus on the things that she has not done. And it was fantastic the way he answered, the way he ended. And I don't really think that he needs to debate Kamala again. He doesn't need to.
Let me jump in and say this. You're exactly right. I don't debate or argue with your statements at all. One of the things that took place, though, he was too calm, too quiet, and came across as defending himself. He doesn't need to defend himself. He needs to state the facts, challenge the Kamala Harris with the lies and the deceit, understanding and realizing they fact-checked Trump, supposedly, but it was a deceitful fact check. They had no fact checks for Kamala with all of her lies and lies and more lies. So the point that I make is he should go back to himself for challenging the lie, confronting the lie, telling the truth, standing on facts, and that he did not do to the degree that I felt that he should have. I still feel that he basically won the debate because he was truthful and all that she said were lies. But I believe that it's time, as in my most humble position and opinion, that as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to recognize that there's a need at this moment for God's divine intervention if America is going to be delivered, if there's any hope for delivering America from the demonic deceitfulness that's destroying our nation. And the only way that can be done is turn back to God, turn back to the Bible, and allow the Bible and the Word of God to permeating society today. That's the salt and light that's needed in society. So you're exactly right, but we need to keep looking up and recognizing that our redemption draweth nigh. We're in those last of the last days. So thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Dr. Davis
welcome,
on the line.
Doctor.
Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, how are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Very good, very good. Here's another thought I had from the discussion that you're having on today. If we consider, you know, the way that God had everything set up from the beginning of time, how he made Adam the head, we, you know, need to consider that he's not changed that. He's not changed his position on that. Because here's what I did when I went through the scripture. I read 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 13. It said, for Adam was first formed, then Eve. And it said in 14, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. And then when we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and I believe that's verse number 3, it says, but I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Now, if we allow this particular election to go forth and Kamala Harris becomes the winner, I'm afraid that because of the type of spirit, the Jezebel spirit that she has, it's going to end up causing us to be caught up in the same situation as what happened when Eve fell in the transgression. So let us pray that God will continue to work things out for us as we continue to look forward to Jesus Christ soon. soon return.
Absolutely. Dr. Davis, you're spot on with that. Thank you so much for your call, your input, and discussion on the matter today. God bless you today. Dr. Phelps, what are you looking at or thinking could be the solution? Share with our listeners several points of instruction, encouragement, and challenge for what we should do, how we should live with what we see taking place, how we should respond to it. For example, I'm looking at a headline. Again, it's a Jay Sekulow article of the ACLJ. The radical left is trying to destroy parental rights and school choice. A city in Ohio is refusing to transport kids on the bus to Christian schools in direct violation of state law. Teachers' unions and radical left bureaucrats hate school choice and will do anything to undermine and destroy parents' rights. Now, notice it's a city in Ohio. It's the same city that's allowed the Islamic jihadists, allowed the Haitian voodoo witchcraft group to come in, and that's permeating society. We're seeing Christians being put down. We're seeing Christians being prosecuted and persecuted. We're seeing the Bible being banned. We're seeing prayer being banned, and all of these other isms and schisms, as I call it, coming into society and permeating. So what is the big picture? What is the what are the consequences, and what are the cures that we should embrace in life today?
I was mentioning the truths that I had seen in Romans chapter 1, starting at verse 18, that God tells us that his wrath now is being poured upon an unbelieving world. When we don't believe God, when we refuse the truth, then we're turning away. And that's called apostasy. We're living in an apostate society today.
Yes.
And it seems like that's worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an age of apostasy, where many are refusing the truth in order that they may live apart from God and do what they want to do. So since this generation now is refusing the truth, turning away from the truth, we incur the wrath of God. Here are some of the consequences now I'd like to mention in Romans chapter 1, verse 18. God's wrath is revealed by what I call a judgmental derision,
mm-hmm.
which means that most people have an inability to argue against the error that the atheists are proposing today.
Right.
And that includes evolution, a lot of other things. So many Americans today have such a low regard for the truth, including creation, God's creation, that they do in their lives. They have a greater regard than they do for the lie of evolution and the atheistic ideas that we're hearing today. God gives people up, then, to a mental weakness.
Mm-hmm.
So that they have a lack of discernment. I keep telling my daughter when we're watching TV, when she asks questions, why do people do that?
Mm-hmm.
I tell her that there's a lack of discernment that's
yes.
noticeable. There's a seeming like there's a denseness when it comes to spiritual things.
That's right.
And this lack of discernment is evidenced by their willful substitution of idol worship.
Mm-hmm.
People have turned away from God. When you turn from God, then you become like the idol worshipers of the Bible, of history. And they will replace the worship of the only true God in that manner. And I call that idolatry.
Yes.
And a second thing is it's revealed this wrath of God that's upon our country and on any country, when we turn away from the truth, we have a moral declension.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, in my thinking, an inappropriate affection for the sensual lifestyle. And that's what you see in Romans chapter 1, starting at verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator. And so because they do the things that I just read about, then God gives them up to moral weakness, and that leads to lack of virtue. And that is greatly seen in our country today.
Yes, it is.
The lack of virtue is evidenced by the willful submission to moral perversion.
Yes.
And we're seeing that all over our country.
It's permeating our country today.
Yes.
In fact, we find, I'm looking at a headline, Tim Walz, the VP candidate with Kamala Harris, justifies looting, anarchy, and theft. And yet, at the same time, he is embracing everything that would be immoral, ungodly, and unholy. Look at another headline, Ohio under siege. Christian visa applicants get shafted while voodoo-practicing Haitians are allowed to stay. So it touches on exactly what you're saying, Dr. Phelps. We're embracing all of the other isms and schisms, as I would call it, and we're abandoning God, abandoning God's word, and taking a anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-Christ, anti-America mindset. So very quickly in our wrap-up, Dr. Phelps, what do you see? What is God going to do with America today as you see it?
I'm fearful about the consequences of what's happening in our country and what God may do to bring people to their knees. We see that many Americans have a bias toward God, but they'll bend their knee to anything that's anti-God, mm-hmm. anti-Israel, anti-Christian. And so God is, I believe, going to do something that will certainly bring us, be brought to our knees. So we need to see repentance in our country today.
Yes.
Repentance is a turning to God from our idolatry and our immorality.
Yes.
And our ignorance that I see in our country today.
Yes.
We need to see people turning to God. But when people refuse to hear the truth, the Word of God, they forfeit so many things. And one of those things, of course, is the blessing of God upon our country.
That's right. And God's word says you turn them over to a reprobate mind.
Yes.
As a result of denying God and rejecting God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. The Florida Georgia Truth Network, serving San Marco at 91.7.
Discouragement is the barrier that Satan erects between great people and great achievements. Hi there, I'm Chuck Swindoll. I wonder how many great triumphs we might have seen but didn't, because great people simply